Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Is my microphone on?
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, take over Tuesday. It's the only night of the week where you right now, probably the only place in the world right now, you can call in and take over a radio show and talk about what you got going on, what you want to do. You can interview yourself, request your own music. If we don't got it, you can send it in. We'll play it tonight, right now. So that's what it do. So thanks for tuning in to another Monster US Radio podcast. Brought to you by MonstarsRadio.com, sponsored by the Solo Me Speaks, Miss Unbelievable, E Dot to the K. Let's say what's up to her right quick. What's good, Miss Lady?
Ooh, it's all good. Hey, Mayo, what's going down? What's up? How you been? What we doing? Rock out. Yep.
In that order. Tuesday. You know how we do it? You know how we
take
do
over
it? Take
Tuesday.
Over Tuesday. You can take Ooh. Over. With Hennessy, if you're in a state that permits, if you can smoke your cannabis, whatever you want to do, but you can take over right now.
You can take it over
clown with
right
it.
Now.
Right. Yes. Anybody, any genre, any nationality, any country, it don't matter. Get it?
It don't matter.
Nope, it do not matter. Let's see what we got going on tonight. Let's see, it's Takeover Tuesday. Hopefully, we got some independent artists to call in to us. What the hell they got going on? You dig?
Right.
But other than that, we got our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We're supposed to have a topic for tonight, but we're just gonna freestyle it for right now. But who we got on this entertainment news? Who we got on our chop block for tonight?
Okay, you know, we always got the COVID-19 situation on there. But, you know, I got some other stuff. We got Vanessa Bryant. We have the Amazon update, like I said, prescription situation. We got Chris Brown. We got Drake. We got this one woman who's just doing some nasty stuff. We got the Star Wars person, and we got the courts, and we got Vegas. I mean, what a rundown. What a run did it down.
Okay, that's what we got going on. It's funny.
That's
you
what
said
we got
like
going
that one
out.
Lady, we're going to talk about her. She got some nasty things going. You said, like, you mean old girl down three blocks and then to the left? You dig? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about her. We going to figure it out. But looks like Jazzy B, Jazzy B 3000 on Twitter, look like she done rolled in. What's good, mama?
What's happening?
Hey, bub.
Hey, girl.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good and soft and everything. How you going?
Girl, I am also fantastic, mama. Let's. Yes, I'll say every day.
All in my mouth, all in my mouth.
What's
up?
Just don't swallow it. Just don't swallow it. How about that? Hey,
what's up, Emma?
What's going on? What's going on? What's good, man? That's good, man. So, all right. So, what's going on now? Everybody, we really, really on the quarantine, whether you're listening to the archive right now or you're tuning in live. So, what's going on down there in Georgia during the quarantine? Anything else? You got some updates for us? Anything else changed?
I'm getting fat. That's the only thing that's changed.
Boo-boo!
Well...
Sometimes that's good, though, you know what I mean? As long as you ain't getting the flips and you're getting the dip, boo-boo, you'll be all right. So, all right, take over Tuesday. It ain't wet, wet Wednesday, so I ain't going to flat no sexy, sexy music on y'all. But I do got some more new music for y'all. This is Lecrae and YK Osiris. This right here is called Set Me Free. I'm going to get it right this time. It's unbelievable. I know last night I played Lil
sure.
Baby. It was loaded wrong. I got it right this time. I swear, I got it right.
That's what your mouth says.
Right.
That's what your mouth says.
So, all right, y'all, check it out. Monster US Radio Podcast, live.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this
take over Tuesday.
Let me go. I've been going through so much. I swear these people let my go. That's on me. That's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more. So miss me with that drama. Get your commas. Get your rent straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down. I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight. Never lack faith. I've been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I roll with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was brown for me, brown for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. The memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons. Tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I roll with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these
shackles on my feet. Yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet. Yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got
them
shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm just saying, with all this cabin fever, can't wait for them to cut them shackles. Let us out the motherfucking house so we can go out and kick it. We can go party. And we're going to party like it's 1999. You know what? It's past 1999, and I just outdated myself with an old-ass Prince song.
Oh.
It is what it is. But it's Takeover Tuesday. So anything y'all want to touch on, you know what I mean, before I guess we get it rolling around here?
You know, I posted a question earlier on the Solomon
Street. Oh, snap.
It wasn't a nasty one. That's for tomorrow. But I asked the question, has anyone ever wanted a do-over? Like a do over.
Absolutely.
And if so,
a do over.
Like, and what would it be? Like, dang, I wish I could do that over. Like, if you know what I'm saying? Like, Dang, I wouldn't have did it like that. I wish I could do that shit all over again.
I would do both of my baby fathers over, okay?
Ooh. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
And I'm married. You want to do it? I need a whole do over. Like, Lord, please search for one. I know a lot, man.
But what do you mean by, like, by a do over? You know what I mean? Like, do you mean do over, like if you could do that again, start over, where you would do it a different way? You know what I mean? Say, like, here's an example. Like, if I could have a...
Yes, analytical.
If I could have
analytical.
A,
yes. All that analytical. Mm-hmm. All that analytical. All that. Yeah, yeah. How you analytical. How your mind is going. All that.
Okay.
Do over.
Okay, teacher lady. Okay, teacher lady. You're going to have to break down this analytical. I don't know what the hell that means. I don't use that in my daily conferences. Are you talking about some analog versus digital? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But, you know, like that, like, you know, you do, you know, start your job over, take a different approach. Like a lover, yeah. like Jazzy said, she would do it over. I'm pretty sure she's not saying she would do it over. She's saying she would do it different. Meaning not fuck with that motherfucker at all. But y'all get what I'm saying? Like, what do you really mean by a do over?
That exactly. All that. Do over. If you could do anything over, whatever it may be, what would you do differently and why?
My kids would be pushed around.
Look, your kids probably look at you right now. What you say? You talking about you want
and why you talking
me
about
my daddy?
My daddy
what
like
you talking
that?
About?
Oh, they are. They know exactly how I feel. I do not sugarcoat nothing. They know and their fathers know.
Nothing happens. Nobody's in the dark. Right.
Nobody.
Right. So, there's something. I think there's something I would do. I don't think it's something people would expect, but there's something I would do. You know what I mean? I'm going to let it marinate a little bit. I don't want to tell everybody right away, but it's something I would do over. Mm-hmm. I sure would.
There's this incident I would do over. Like, you know, moments where I could be vulnerable and I decide to stay hard, I would want to do that over. Moments where I wanted to share my true feelings, but I allowed my... issues to hold me back, you know, in certain situations where I want to speak up, I kind of like just let it go and just like, you know, I ain't even gonna say nothing. Just situations like that, nothing major, because like for me, everything was a learning situation, but just those small things that affected me, but affected that person more. Does that make sense? I would want to be more self-conscious with someone else's feelings than to just keep myself trying to be in control with something. Because I'm always in control. So I want do-overs when I know I don't have to use that control situation. I should just let it ride and just be, like, cool and, you know, not try to run it all. Like, I have an issue with trying to always been in charge. So sometimes just lay back and just let it just marinate. Like, let it just naturally take its course.
Are we twins?
No.
I have a fucking problem.
What are you saying?
It's a struggle. It is. I can't lie.
It is a struggle. It is. Especially when all you've been taught is to just defend and guard and protect and go after. What happened? Like, how can we ever, like, develop, let it go, be soft, you ain't got to be in control, have fun? Like, those things didn't exist. Like, how, as a grown-up, can I do it over?
You know, people tell me all the time, you ain't got to be so hard. I'm like, I'm just made this way. I don't know how to be soft. Ain't a soft bone in my body. I'm even hard when it comes to my kids. I don't have a sensitive side. It died a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So do you think like there's ever been like a situation where like you might have snapped out on somebody and then afterwards you'd be like, maybe I went a little too far.
Yeah. Plenty of time. Absolutely.
That was like a really quick answer for both of y'all. I mean, that was not no thinker, no balls, no breather. It was all exhale. Yes.
Yes.
Before I became who I am right now, I had a very, very short fuse. Like, that motherfucker was halfway lit all the time.
Yeah. Before I asked God to, like, change my heart, I would cut you out so quick and so smooth. You would act like I done cut you with a razor. And, Lord, I could hurt your feelings with my words, with my look, with my attitude, with my nonverbals. Man, it was bad. I can abandon you real quick. Like, you could talk to me one day. You'd be like, where's she at? No, I'm gone.
Yep, that's me.
Access to me is over. And that ain't good.
Right. Okay.
I'm
on
it. You just don't care. Nigga, I did. And then I did. I got love for you.
Right.
The Aries.
This ain't no going back, my nigga.
Right. So, all right, let's go ahead and roll into this entertainment news. So, who we got on the chat block? Who we about to clown?
What happened?
I said, can we do Chris Brown first? Because this shit is funny.
Yes, honey. Yes, I sure will, Bobo. Yes. So, Chris BZ. He's known for stalkers, like crazy stalkers. So Chris Brown was
stalking
horrified
him?
At that. Yes, stalking him.
Oh, okay.
A stalker tried to break into his home in a wild exchange. So Chris Brown has faced another attempt to break into his LA home. The controversy singer filmed a fan trying to break in onto the property by sneaking over the gate. The No Air star is seen in a video post to social media hiding behind the railing of his home while the women shout untangible remarks from a distance away, captioning the video of the exchange on Instagram, "Mental illness is real." She tried to sneak over the gate at his crib, but she saw the dog and he saw her. And you could see her from a far away. You could see him peeking over his railing. Oh, my God, it's so hilarious. The woman asked Chris if he knows Lorena, and when he answers with a denial, she says, "Yes, you do." Her troubling behavior prompted Chris to call, "You crazy. Look at my neighbors recording." Chris claims that she said, "You're my life partner," before seemingly being dealt with the beauty fold. A security team of Chris Brown's. It is unknown at this time who this lady really is, but Chris has been well documented for people breaking into his house. Daniel Petty, from 2016, broke in his home 3 times, screamed sexual slurs at the singer and claimed that they had dated, and he had harassed on social media that same year. He found his home broken into and the words "I love you" in spray paint on his kitchen counter. He then found a woman in his bed and went on to post a photo of herself in a towel. The image was she had broken the hinges off the door. She found time to cook her several meals. She wrote "I love you" on the walls. She threw out her daughter's clothing as well as the dog stuff. So he is, these things are crazy. People go cray-cray for him. He's beefed up his security because of his daughter being there. But you just got to see the video, y'all. It's quite the quiet.
She said, I can't. Even though you was my life partner, he said, "What?"
Well, I'll tell you this much.
Okay, go ahead.
Huh. No, go ahead.
He gets partially the blame for this because he puts his address online. Like, you know, as a celebrity, that people are totally obsessed and in love with you. You cannot put your real address online like that. Like, he has done that several times. Like, he has put his address online when he's been beefing with people, telling them to pull up. So people just get his address. Like, you shouldn't be that easy to get to, knowing the status that you are.
True that. I was about to say that's just a sign of a true thought, but maybe not. I'm just saying you got your address out there. Because, I mean, think about it. He put his address out there. All them little Chris Brown fans, the little, like you said, the ones that might have a little issues. You know what I mean? We ain't calling nobody out. We ain't saying nobody. I'm pretty sure some of them are sane as fuck. But some of them might have a couple issues. He can just walk out of his front door and be like, oh, you cute today. I'm picking you for today. You know what I mean? And then not thinking about it.
He had that big ass yard sale that time, and he had all those people lined up outside of his house. Where he was selling a lot of stuff. So, like, I mean, he's partially to blame. I love you, Christopher.
Right.
So, at all. You can't be putting your information out like that, honey.
Right. Well, I tell you one thing I know he ain't going to be doing. Well, we all know he ain't going to be calling the police. Because if I'm not mistaken, but one of the times he had an incident at his house. I don't even know if y'all remember. It was like maybe years now. A couple years back, if not a year back. Remember, he had roughed up that girl about saying she stole the chain. And then when the police showed up, they found weight in the house. Remember, it was on TV. I think Chris Brown, I don't know if he did a standoff or some shit like that. He was like, y'all can come in, but can't take the cocaine or some shit like that. But, yeah. So. You're kind of breaking up there, Jazzy.
That was the incident where the girl was in the house.
Yep.
He didn't do that wrong.
I don't know. He might have been creeping and it just cut back to him.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
I think he's been on his good behavior, but you know, we never know what Chrissy pulled. You know, he be getting himself into a lot of stuff. But now y'all already know, like y'all know about the virus, right? And the short limitations on drugs and different things. So the coronavirus prescription inhaler hit eBay. Now that's a huge no-no. You cannot sell your asthma inhalers on eBay, baby. A source tells eBay that there's been a listing of Ambruderol. Some internet, some fags are trying to profit off the misery of others in the middle of the pandemic, trying to hop prescription meds on eBay before they get caught. There was two listings of Ambruderol inhalers, a bronchodilator that relaxes muscles in the airways and increases airflow to the lungs. People who suffer from asthma rely heavy on these devices and is available by prescription only. But with the mounting cases of COVID-19 across America, Ambruderol has been one of the first lines of defense in emergency rooms to combat one of the virus' main systems, respirator distress. That strategy is increasing demand for Ambruderol inhalers. With insurance, the inhalers can cost as little as $5 and between $30 to $60 without insurance, but a couple of fools are trying to gouge the public, listing them on eBay for $122 and $150. But there's one problem: eBay prohibits the sale of medical devices that require prescription. These sites have been removed, but y'all already know you can't pimp out your prescription. Son.
Yo, I thought that was so hilarious. I was killing myself laughing. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? But the crazy part is, you know, I have both of those inhalers.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I have like, I have like six ambutal inhalers and two other ones. So I was like, Then I was like, they made in China, and I may not get one for a long, 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 long time. So I'm good. No.
My kids got inhalers. I got inhalers. I actually got the liquid albuterol that go in the breathing machines too.
Yes, me too. I got about 5 boxes of those.
Yep.
Don't play with me over here. I'm not too
so we good over here.
Yeah.
We already
we good.
Got the cure.
You got the cure over here. So if it creep up, like open your mouth. You get 2 plus for $5.
Boy, I tell you, black folks hustle anything. It ain't got that Rona, got that Rona cure.
Got that Rona Buterol. I got that Rona Buterol for nickel.
Bing, bing. It's going to cost you. All right, what else we got?
Okay, so y'all remember I was talking to you guys about the Amazon person who spit on the package? He got fired.
But yeah.
Yeah, him got fired.
The words right out of my mouth. I'm chose up
nasty.
I've seen that video.
Nasty. So he got fired. No more deliveries for you. No more deliveries for you. So the guy who hawked a loogie on an Amazon package he was delivering is without a job. And in case we all know, we all feel it, we all agree, he deserves not to be working. The flagrant spitter was fired from his delivery gig in recent days. He's not an Amazon employee per se. He just dropped the stuff off as a third party. But at any rate, this dude is out of his ass for this. Rightly so. Like we said, we talked about how he was caught on the porch spitting on something, and then they called. Unclear if law enforcement is going to get involved. Amazon threatened potential legal actions here, but if not, he will consider himself lucky. People are facing serious consequences for these stunts like this, but it is not guaranteed that he will not have legal actions against him. So it's still up in the air if more comes to that situation. Y'all know Miss Unbelievable Litty Lit Lit will keep us updated for sure, because that's not.
Somebody just need to whoop his ass, because that is disgusting.
Right.
His face out there, now
right.
Everybody knows what he's like. Somebody just need to find him and beat his ass real good, trip him, let him fall down a couple steps.
Right. Well, you know it's going to be uncomfortable for him just to be walking around. I'm just saying. It's not going to be easy. Everybody going to be fucking with him.
They're like, are you that man?
Yeah.
Get over here if I can whoop your behind. Are you that man? Get over here if I can whoop your ass. Come here, come here. Get over here if I can whoop that ass. And then he walked down another street. Is you that man? He can't go nowhere. We going to whoop your ass.
His new name going to be Bad Hooker. Because he's big, motherfucker. That's his new name, Bad Hooker.
Wow.
I'm not saying I know from experience. I watch movies. No, wait, I don't watch
you
movies. Somebody told me about it that watched movies. Yeah, that's what happens.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
That's my cue.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sticking to it.
Uh-uh.
And damn skidding.
Nasty ass fuckers. And it had to be a white dude. Like, I'm not prejudiced or nothing, but why don't we be doing some nasty shit?
They do.
They just be doing
it. You know what? I think everybody does it, but I just think some people just have more fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, they just don't mind doing it, whatever. Like, here's an example. Like, I know college dudes that do shit. I'd be like, bro, we don't do that where we from. We don't even play like that. You did? I'm just saying, like, they do some off-the-wall crazy shit, and we'd be like, no, we don't do that, bro. Only y'all do that shit. So, yeah, I'm feeling y'all on that because, yeah, there's just some shit everybody just don't do. You know what I mean? Uh-uh. And that's one thing everybody just don't do.
Okay,
but
let's
apparently
be clear.
He got mental issues.
Let's be clear. Black folks will spit on you.
But
not
they got to be in a rage. They got to be in a rage. They got to be really pissed off.
Right. Right.
And they
we will
in the most disrespect.
Absolutely. We are not wasting spit on a package. We use it for you or for the dick. We are not wasting spit on a package.
Took me a minute, but I got it.
When I hear that, use that spit on the dick.
We're not wasting
spit. Took me a second, but I got it.
All right. That is the Wet Wednesday topic for tomorrow. Do you agree or not?
And if you're a guy, the question is chin up or chin down, motherfucker. That's what we're going to take. Chin up or chin down. Wet Wednesday, Monster US Radio.
And with that note, DJ Monster, I think we need to send some on that note. I think on that note, a breather.
I knew your ass was going to go there. All right, breather.
It's nothing.
You know what? Matter of fact, it's something that I like. So we're going to go with this. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. This is Close the Door by Kissy Lee. This right here is for Wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. This my jam! Takeover Tuesday.
Babe, I got
we live,
y'all.
Oh,
I just wanna see if you can change my way. I got bad habits. Can you show me how to act? I'll cook some tacos and clean the kitchen. If you give me that feeling, babe, I wanna feel it. Yeah.
Takeover Tuesday. 563-993-4-1-1. Uh-huh. Call in before we close that door. Again, that's Tiffy Lee on the Takeover Tuesday. Coming to you live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Also, Atlanta, Georgia. But hold on, ladies. Before we bring it back, let me go over here and check in right quick with one of our other sponsors from Thuggin' and Buggin' Daycare. You dig? I got to do certain calls to get up on the porch over here because some of these little kids in this daycare, some be banging Huggies and the others be banging Pampers, and they be set tripping. I'm just saying, hold on, y'all. I'm going to Long Beach, California. I got to do my gangster call at the porch. Cali girl, you at the crib. Ca-caw. Ca-caw. Ca-caw.
What's up, everybody? How are you doing?
Hey, hey, Cali.
What's up,
Cali?
Girl.
Oh, gosh.
What's
I forgot
going
here we go
on?
With that girly moment. Ugh. Throwing
stop
that ugh
hating.
In my mouth.
Hater. Hater. Oh,
y'all
so,
ladies
so
always
you swallow,
get
is that what you say? So you swallow, is that what you say before Wednesday?
No,
oh, okay.
Don't look, stop. Don't even look. Don't even start Cali, girl. Don't even start her. Okay, look. Welcome to talk. We in our entertainment news. Right, don't get her started. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? I'm here moving this along before you try to comment. So before we get started, you know, talked about, you know, throughout the week, we talk about the Georgia situation during the quarantine. We talk about the situation here in Minneapolis, St. Paul during the quarantine. Why don't you tell us what's it like right now in Cali? Because Cali is one of the places that be all on the news. Tell us monstrously up close, what's it like in Cali right now during the quarantine?
People are fucking idiots. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm not allowed to cuss on St. Paul.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm frustrated. Look, you monster, I am frustrated of everything because the fact is that in Cali, nobody listens at all. Long Beach is on lockdown. Our beaches are closed. Our parks are closed. Our everything is shut down. From restaurants, everything. The only thing they can do is deliver or drive through, and our doctors are open, hospitals, and the grocery stores. That's it. You cannot come out the side. You can go out and walk your dog. You can walk around the block as long as you keep 6 feet distance. Our school shut down. We were supposed to come back April 20th. They extended to May 3rd. And these teenagers out here riding their bikes in groups of 20 and stuff, they ain't listening. Let me tell you, Thursday of last week, E-Monster, we were at 54 cases. Friday, we went to 70. Saturday, we went to 88. Sunday, we went to 115. And as of today, we're at 123 because nobody knows how to keep their asses in the house. And this is what makes me mad. I decided to get my life together and decide to be normal and start eating and getting out and actually have a life, and this happened. Now I can't have a life.
So as you said, you can get your life together. I was like, good luck with that. But okay.
But
I mean,
you know,
it's like that everywhere in Cali. I mean, I mean, honestly, that's got to be good for you know, I mean, Long Beach. That's got to be good. I'm pretty sure the thugging and bugging and, you know, gang banging, everything's went down. No?
No, because we're losing a lot of money. We're losing the money because next month was our Grand Prix. And that brings in visitors. That brings us at least we get 150,000 people that come to the Grand Prix every year. And then we have our skateboarding competition that brings in people. So, like, everything, we're, like, losing money. It's, like, costing us $3.3 million. I mean, everybody's losing money, but we're the ones, like, it happened right before here. And I like staying in the house.
Right.
I ain't got to go out, that's fine. But now you're forcing me to stay in the house. It's frustrating me.
Right.
I'm already almost
300
pounds.
I kind of hear you. I kind of, we'll get back to that. I kind of hear you on...
on that about, you know, the losing money. But at the end of the day, I mean, what is more important, though? People being safe.
Our health.
Or the Grand Prix. The Grand Prix coming in. Hold on. The Grand Prix coming in. And let's keep it 100. You ain't making no damn money off the Grand Prix coming to your city.
No. So our health is more important. You know, but people here, they don't listen. They continue to be outside and everything. And I love going to the grocery store. I love going shopping. But I went this morning. I was nervous. Like, people were, like, coming out of nowhere. I'm like, y'all better back up off of me. Move it.
It's frustrating. Bring out the hood and you forget that Jesus saved you.
And then the funny part is people that I know, like at my job, they were like, I wonder, you know, because I don't shake hands and I don't allow people to hug me unless I really, really know you and I have to know you for years and know how you roll and stuff. And people be like, I see, y'all thought I was crazy when I tell people don't touch me and hug me. Now y'all see why. Now I ain't crazy no more, am I?
Not until August.
No, but people were telling me that. No, people tell me that because, like, when I meet people, I'm sorry, I don't shake hands. You know, I don't. No, you can't hug me. I don't know you.
See?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was like that way before that. You know me, monster. You know me. You know me and my situation personally. So you know how I am. And then I just read right now in the press telegram that the superintendent for the state or whatever for the school is talking about shutting the school down for the rest of the year. My good Lord.
Well, this is a disclaimer. When she said I know her personally, if y'all don't know, this is one of the old co-hosts. I just want to say that now before, you know.
I don't want people to think the wrong idea.
Right. To my okay.
Let's
get back to our
who's touching it, Sally girl.
See, he got a Cali baby. He got a 6'4" out there. He be with both. I ain't gonna say. I don't know which gang to choose. But yeah, they be all gonna make up all kinds of shit. He got tats across his back. So let's go ahead and keep moving with the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. So who's up next on the chop block?
So this is in Cali's area. So court closures prevent adoptions and kids are in limbo. It says an LA-based nonprofit organization supported adoption. And foster families say the entire adoption system is at a standstill. They say ain't nothing happening in other countries too. So if you were in the adoption in a lengthy legal process to begin with, you're told that the court closures are making it downright agonizing. Families just one hearing away from a final adoption now have to wait several months. LA courts are now paralyzed. You can't even enter the downtown courthouse to file a lawsuit. Instead, one staffer is posted up outside to receive documents. Foster children are also in limbo due to the court banning face-to-face visitations with their biological parents. The order intent to prevent the spread of the virus, but the problem is those visits increase the likelihood of parents can reunite with their kids. That's simply not happening. Even though virtual meetings between foster parents and kids are possible, foster parents can have limited resources, and you can't assume they have the tools to make it essential for the virtual universe. So they're the first state to come out and say that they're having issues with adoption.
Now, I thought that was
messed
up. I really did. I mean, I understand what's going on in the world, but damn, kids already in the system, man. If they got families that's trying to adopt them, then you should go ahead and complete the adoption and be done with it. Like, that shit is fucked up. That's real fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Because all the money that you put out there is on the hold, And now it's not guaranteed, you know, that the countries that you was getting that child from is going to open up to make sure you can get that child. Or if, you know, that child that you was waiting for, you know, I know it's just a couple more weeks, a couple more months, but, man, that anticipation and all the emotional part that goes into it, now you got to say, oh, now you got to wait. You know how used to kids are to waiting and then it may not happen? Man, it's a sad situation.
I know that broke some kids.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. And maybe I feel different about it because I'm not really related to that situation. Like, you know, I'm not adopting. I have not, you know, have to worry about being adopted myself or anything like that. But, I mean, I think they can wait. I think they can wait. It's just a little bit longer. I mean, I understand what you're saying. That part kind of touched me when I believe it was Jazz that said, some kids get to that point, or whichever one of y'all said, they get to the point where they're ready to get adopted, and now they got to wait, and now they start to think that, you know what I mean, oh, this may not really happen, or, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that can cause all kinds of emotions and things like that, but sometimes in life, you just got to learn to control them emotions, be patient, so on and so forth, because I think it would be better if the people just waited a little bit. So, you know, it helped not pass the germs back and forth because I think it's more about, with the germ thing, I think it's kind of more about, not only is it about the foster kids going out, it's about the people that they come in contact with. Now, what if one of them catches it and they all got to go back for a little bit, now they all may get it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yes,
it's
painful, but at the same time, I think they got to wait. Besides, I think some of them kids, they don't want to see y'all anyway. Some of y'all kids, it's just what it is. They don't want to see y'all anyway. They're like, fuck you, I don't care. You don't have to come anyway. You got me in foster care. You should have picked me up a long time ago. Some of y'all think them kids love y'all, but they don't.
I got a stepdaughter in foster care. So I'm just like, damn, that's fucked up. Like.
Ah, okay.
I tried.
So the only way they really let you guys communicate is what, through like you said, what is it, like FaceTime? Y'all can communicate through FaceTime. What's the means of communication that they allow?
Right now, I can't have no communication with her at all. When I tried to get her through the court system, her mama hated me so much. She told the courts that she didn't want me to have her. So she went into foster care. So now. Her dad lost his right. So me being her stepmom, I don't have the right either.
Wow. Messed up situation. Sad. That's a Karma Cafe situation. Don't have to remember that. How y'all feel about this? Las Vegas homeless people are sleeping in a parking lot 6 feet apart. So in Las Vegas, the Catholic Charity Homeless Shelter has long served a facility for people in need. But after one homeless man who used the facility tested positive last week, the shelter was forced to close, leaving 500 homeless people scrambling for a new place to stay. Even Courtyard Homeless Resource Center, a nearby open-air facility, was unable to take the people in because it was at capacity. So they decided to create makeshift homeless shelters in the parking lot of Cashmere Center. The parking lot became their normal place. It was a convention and baseball stadium transformed in sleeping spaces with volunteers there to sleep. Apart, they got carpet mats, and they said it went smoothly. They're lying in weight painted boxes on the concrete to do the social distancing. This right here is making them feel safe and secure. Other places you don't feel safe, you outside. They rolled the mats out. About 66 people slept there. They're really like the carpet could be more harmful than beneficial. They found that carpet was difficult to disinfect and clean. The homeless people are seeking shelter. Officials swept out the carpet and painted it. So now they're on the ground.
Now, all the precautions they doing in the world, they just going to leave them people hanging like that?
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth, E-Monster. I was about to say, damn, all the money they wasting in the world.
What?
They can't get home without.
Exactly, like out here in Long Beach. Right. Out here in Long Beach, our shelters are full, but our mayor opened up the park center where the kids go in and play and made those for the homeless so that they have a place to stay, and they check them and make sure they don't have fevers or anything before they let them in. So why can't they do that?
Right.
Right.
See?
And I do believe our governor here, he's made a way where he's making sure that our homeless people have a place to go. And then I do believe they're open. They're like moving the ones who don't have it into hotels and different places. They're making a lot of makeshift. I do believe they said they were thinking about opening up some of the stadiums and different things like that to accommodate as well. So other places are definitely looking to accommodate our homeless people. Because once it spreads in there, oh, my God, it's over.
See, that's what I was going to say. I think that should be like a part of the whole front line. It's not like right behind it or something, just real close to it. Because, I mean, think about it. I mean, if they're not being patrolled, say everybody else gets killed with coronavirus, but then the coronavirus is running rampant amongst homeless people because, you know, nobody's trying to pay them any attention, like they don't matter or something. Everybody else get cured, and guess where it's going to pop back from? Boop, right there.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? So I think they should be part of the front line because, you know what I mean, they're out there. They're out there, not monitored sometimes. And I think, you know, they should be monitored to see, you know what I mean, make sure it's not running amongst them to do exactly what I just said. So, yeah. That would be crazy that they would close something down knowing that that's where the people are. Just be like, oh, yeah, here, we'll space you out on the concrete. Really? Really? So basically what you're saying, if one of them did get it, they're still just out in the elements with everybody else spewing out, damn, the virus. So how is that helping? Talking them, okay, you took away the carpet, now you just got them on Crete outside on the street. Come on. You know, I'm going to stop. See, I'm getting attached. I'm just going to stop. Y'all got some more to say about that one?
They need a different plan because that ain't the right plan for humanity, period. You know, they're talking about this is an opportunity to be humane. That's still not humane. You're still keeping our main people out on the street where this is your opportunity to make this even right. Not with everyone around you, but even this situation right. Like, how are y'all just leaving this one just oblivious? Like, if this gets out in their community, there goes your numbers. They're skyrocketing. And then you're not going to have no insurance to help you. That should have been your first defense.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't know I don't know where my Star Wars people are. I was about to say Trekkies. I don't know if that goes for y'all. Andrew Jack dead at 76 from COVID-19. Star Wars actor Andrew Jack, who was also a dialogue coach to the stars, died from the virus. He passed away Tuesday at a hospital outside of London, results of complications he developed from COVID-19. Andrew's wife said she couldn't be there for her husband because she was in Australia quarantined, and there was no way to accommodate a proper funeral due to conditions created by the global pandemic. Andrew was still very much active and working up a few weeks ago. Most notable, he was hired to do the Batman movie, to do a dialect coach for Robert Pattinson. That production was shut down less than a month ago. His biggest claim to fame was Star Wars. And the British John Boyer put out such convincing American accents as Finn, and probably due in part to Andrew. So he help some of the people have like different dialects. He was 76, so Rest in peace.
Okay, this is Star Wars, huh? I guess the Force wasn't with him. Ooh, I guess that
no,
was too soon.
No, Star Wars.
Right. Well, first of all, okay, look. Okay, unbelievable. Star Wars. Is Star Wars a Trekkie? That's
I don't know.
From Star Trek. That's
oh, okay.
Star Trek.
Okay.
There's a Star Trek fan. I don't know what you call Star Wars fans. I don't know what you call them one. But yeah.
Star Wars fans.
But yeah, that is a tragic. That's what we gonna call them tonight. But yeah, that is a tragedy. Yeah. I guess we'll do him like we do everybody else. We'll take a moment of silence.
Mhm.
In that order.
Alright. So Kobe, we going through?
No, go ahead.
Okay, Vanessa Bryant celebrates the release of Kobe Bryant's new book, The Wizard Nard series. The next installment Kobe Book's best-selling book series is here, and Vanessa is paying tribute to her husband's work on this bittersweet day. The book season one is follow-up to Kobe's New York Times bestseller, The Wizard Nard series training camp, was focusing on younger hoopers named Reggie who dreams of being a basketball superstar. She said, welcome back. This is a magical time. The book shares quotes from Kobe Bryant's title page to young athletes. The book author, Wesley King, reflected on the book drop release day, bittersweet about the collaborator, but grateful that his words will live on. This book is about chasing dreams, and Kobe was known for that. His second business was writing short films. And he was an Oscar winner for Dear Basketball. So she's carrying on his legacy even after he's dead and gone.
Right. That's dope. That's dope. What I'd be really hot will be really hot, but it might be a little emotional to hear. You know what I mean? But if he did an audio book, if he did an audio portion of his book, that would be dope. Can you imagine hearing that, his voice after all that tragedy? And I do just want to put out there, and I'll let you guys comment on the Kobe topic, but I just want everybody to know globally that's listening right now, in honor of Kobe, we no longer play 21.
We now
play 24.
Yes.
We now play 24 in honor of Kobe globally on the streets. When you're playing your games, there's no more 21. It's now 24. And what's Gigi's number? What's Gigi's number? Was it 13?
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember Gigi's number? Now when you get to 21, remember before you have to go back? Now that's the number you got to go back to because we're honoring Gigi at the same time. You dig? So when you miss, when you get close to that 21, you got to go. You remember you used to go back, what was it, 15, something like that, depending on what neighborhood you was in? Now we go back to 13. So 24. I'm just putting that out there globally. That's how we do it now. In honor of Kobe. So, all right. What else, ladies? What about you, Callie? What you got to say? You in California. I mean, how you feel about the, you heard about the book?
To honest note, because I haven't been paying attention to anything. All I've been doing is eating and sleeping and minding my business.
She's saying sipping and minding her business. In that order, I'm just saying. In that order.
Yeah. But I'm glad there's a book coming out because Kobe was one of my favorite basketball player. Wow.
Right.
I'm happy that she's keeping his legacy on. It's sad. I cried like a baby. It was sad.
Okay. Are they still showing a lot of love for him out there in Cali right now? Him
and
Nip?
Yeah. Most definitely. On the relevant radio.
This is year one for Nip, so this is the anniversary today.
Yep.
Right, yeah, because I would say that's kind of hard. First it was Nip, then it was Kobe. I mean, you know. I'm talking about like big icon, focal type people. I mean, a lot of other great people may have passed, but I'm just saying it just was like whoop, whoop. Like, wait, whoa. So... All right.
Okay, so some of y'all I know been wanting to see a picture of Drake's son. Well, he showed one. Here's Adonis. Kid's got major Goldilocks. Drake finally was ready to show us what his kid looks like. And if you had blonde hair and blue eyes in your office, Adonis Pool, you're the big winner. The rapper posted the first photo of his two-year-old son Adonis early morning, including him and his boy and his baby mama in the mix, with all three of them posing for a sweet family photo. We don't have that one. We just have him and his son. You can see Adonis is not and got the short hair. It's very long. There's several pictures, and there was definitely some backlash about what they thought he was supposed to look like, but they said, did you not remember what his mama looked like? Yada, yada, yada. The boy brings Drake joy, and he loves his beautiful family, and he loves being a papa.
So what they're trying to say, that ain't his baby?
They're trying to say he looked too white.
Wow.
But he looked just like his mama to me, his grandma. I mean, his mom, Drake's mom.
They act like Drake is dark skinned. He ain't a second from being white himself.
Exactly.
That's what I was trying to say. Shit. You think? I'm going to stop. Everybody always trying to put their little two cents on something. Let that man, if he claim that baby, let him claim that baby. So somebody else trying to claim that baby, let him claim the Lord Donald. That's his baby. Y'all just sound like a bunch of, what's his name? That is Moses Donald. Pusha T. Y'all sound like a bunch of Pusha T fans right now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, his baby. The hair too blonde. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're going to see.
So here's the last one. Now, question to you, DJ E. Monster. Do you want to take a break, a music break, and come back for this last one, or take care of this last one?
Oh, okay. So I'm about to say, what? How did I get mixed up in the entertainment news? Ain't got shit to do with me. But I don't know. What kind of track y'all want to hear? I ain't got it ready yet. Sound like somebody frying chicken.
I want to hear one of y'all songs.
Well, damn. I don't think anybody can disagree with that.
No.
Okay. We're going to hear one of my songs.
Hey, now, good pick, Kelly.
Yes, you know which one I like, too.
Oh, you know which one she like, too. Let's go.
All right, here we go. E-Monster featuring Cuban Da Vinci. Favorite girl.
Oh, he told me to tell you hi, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell him I said call in.
I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime, but I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one.
You are now listening to Takeover Tuesday on Monster US Radio Podcast.
Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams, and we gon' just live kicked up. You best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve, so she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips, the one you seen in the whip when I'm all been dipped. Said this girl's a gift, and when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, play her every stretch in it. And if I catch it in your whip, on me, I'm busting.
in it. Holla.
Busted baby, you got me going crazy. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking about to even leave my lady. I understand she got a man, but my plan to scoop her on my side and show her how a prince will ride. When she with me, she feeling so comfortable all inside. Tongue to kiss her from head to toe all the way to her thighs. Did I mention she more than a friend like Bonnie and Clyde connection? She got me, got her in the right direction. When we in the room, you see that how I got her sweating. Candlelight dinner conversation, the laughing and giggling. I'm a big time money chaser, so imagine how we spending. She the got a nigga thinking about the next level, no pretending. And the late night always make her way to Facebook texting. I'm round the bad chicks all the time, but she is a blessing. Beautiful, clean, only seen in a movie scene. I told her I would give her the world, cause she's my
Shorty
favorite girl.
Always understood, I stopped it.
By request, you can find more of my music, if you like it, over at emonster.com. It is what it is. You can find some of my mixes, too. See, I don't know what else to say. I'm surprised somebody called in and requested my music. The food, it is what it is. So, appreciate it. But you said that was the last of the who was bumping who and who was getting fat. Oh, no, that was a break.
That was a break. Okay, y'all, here we go. Here goes the nasty, nasty man discovers boy 13 is real dad of his daughters after wife has sex babysitting him. So,
what?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Listen, y'all, this lady was found guilty of having sex with a boy she babysat, and she led poor Daniel Robbins to believe that her baby dad, her baby daughter, was actually his. Hold the phone. It's not his. A gutted blog has detailed his torment after discovering the real dad of the baby he thought was his was a 13-year-old boy. Daniel Roberts said, "Everything I cherished was taken away after Leah, 20, was found guilty of engaging in a sexual activity with a 13-year-old child. The boy said they began having sex when she was 17, so she's 20, so yeah, before it continued after she turned 18. Roberts said they got married before the baby was born and believed the baby was his, but DNA tests later proved to a jury that the boy was 14 million trillion times more likely not to be the father. Robbins was hurt like hell. He had an amazing life. Everything was going so well, he thought. He had a secure job, a nice place, a good relationship with his daughter, and all of a sudden everything he cherished was taken away, his child, his life, his home, his job, his pride. What do I have left?" He continued, "I did not plan to become a husband and a father so young, but at the time I was sure about what I was doing. He was confident. He couldn't see herself with anyone else. He trusted her. She trusted me, and she was pregnant. I thought, if I'm going to do this, why not do it properly? Why not start our family as together?" She is expected to be sentenced later this week. Despite the crime, Robin says he doesn't want to see it behind bars, but he added it traumatized him, having the baby taken away, finding out that she's not mine, finding out that it's a 13-year-old boy, and finding out it was a babysitter's son, the baby person he babysat, son.
That silence.
Right. First of all, fucked up for this lady R. Kelly.
Right.
For this lady R. Kelly. Okay. I'm just gonna put it in order here. So what they're saying was when she got impregnated, he was 13, or she had the baby now, and he's 13 now.
She's 20 now. She was having sex when she was 18 and 17.
3 years.
He's 13 now. So he was 10.
Yeah, I had a whole lineup of jokes, but not. We're going to leave that alone. Yeah, stone her. Oof. Yeah, that's a fucked up story. And the part that makes it so bad is, I mean, this isn't the first time something like this happened. I mean, this is like happened like with teacher type shit. I don't know. I think it was a little bit older in age, but I don't know. I feel sorry for that dude. Like you said, he don't got attached to the kid. Obviously, he in love because he said he don't want to see her in jail. You dig? Just the thought of it alone about just still that's she's got to go to jail. 17 having sex with a 10-year-old? Come on, man. If that's not statutory rape, I don't know what it is.
True.
Yeah, you asked me, stone her. Stone her ass.
But ask yourself, how many times has that happened and you just never got caught? Like, I'm talking about, you know, back in the day where someone younger babysitted you or whatever, but you never got caught. She got caught because she got pregnant, but her thing was, but she was trying to keep it. What was the identifying factor? She didn't look like the dad. Did they have a DNA test? What made him think that? Let's get a DNA test to make sure that this is not my baby. Like, what put it out there? Were they still messing around with each other? Was a 13-year-old scorned? Now this 13-year-old boy got a baby, and what he gonna do? What his life look like? What the mama feel? Is the mama feeling responsible? It's like a whole bunch of layers. What does a 10-year-old need a babysitter for anyway?
There's a lot of changes. A lot of changes that will go in there. Because, I mean, who gets the baby when she get out? Does it go to the dad or to his parents? You get what I'm saying?
Do they even want it? Now they
But I think a reason why it went this long and nobody said nothing, and I'm just going to keep it 100, and y'all can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's because it's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boy. Boy ain't gonna say nothing. As bad as it sounds, it is a sexual organ that they're messing with, and men like that shit. Boys like that shit. Not all of them. I'm not saying that. There's probably people out there scoring. But there's gonna be a lot of them that's gonna enjoy that shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie. About 11, 12, some 17-year-old girl was on top of me, and I'm not gonna tell you to get up. I'm not gonna tell on you. That's just me. I'm not condoning that at all. That's totally wrong what she did. But I'm just trying to think of psychologically where a young man would be at that age and not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it was a girl, I think she would have said something.
I don't know about that. Because at 11-year-old... No, because 10, okay, think about it. You're 10 years old, and you may be a fast little 10-year-old. But if you got a 17-year-old, because you know what happens, and the girls right now don't look 10, and you got a 17-year-old boy who's in high school or whatever looking at you, talk about, oh, you pretty, and let's just say the low self-esteem is going down, you're not going to tell. You're going to keep him a secret, and you're going to hide him. Just to know that you got an older boy, to say I got an older boy.
I think this would be the difference. A girl versus a girl being the youngin, and the
man or the boy being the older one, I think it's going to hurt her. And that's where she's going to tell somebody. I don't know how you can, unless you insert something in him or do something really crazy, I don't see how the woman really hurts him. Mentally, yes. But physically, there's a difference. To me, I'm wrong. And people out there listening right now, we're not condoning what they did at all. We're just trying to go through a psychological process of why somebody wouldn't say something versus why somebody would. It's all hypothetics, but let's move along, because I feel like I'm condoning like what they did or what they did, and yeah, it don't feel right. So yeah, let's go on.
Oh, that was the last one. That was the last one. That was the last one. But me working with the kids, like, you know, at school, I see like the 10-year-olds trying to get the little boy's attention. You know what I'm saying? And they're 8th grade, so just imagine. You know, when they're away from school and they trying to get the boys' attention, and some of them boys be jumping, I'd be like, she's 6th grade. Little boy, you 8th grade. I know you better move on. But they don't see it. All they seeing is I'm getting that attention, and I'm not going to tell. Only time they tell, like I said, if they get caught.
Okay.
But that's the R. Kelly syndrome that's out here.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Yeah. So, but I want to see if she's gonna get the. But I wonder how they're gonna do that though. You know, with her being 17, and we don't know, you know, how we feel about it. But you know, sometimes the court look at things different. So I wonder if because they were both underage, what happens? But I think probably how they found out, it probably wasn't looking like him. Like, wait a minute. I look like little boy. Why I look probably accused his daddy first. The little boy daddy, not the baby daddy, but the baby daddy. If y'all can follow me, he probably accused him first. No, it wasn't me. So, that's a good question though. How did he figure that out?
Right.
Like, what made him wake up just one day? Was he like you said, was he like, oh, they got a funny-ass relationship. Why the hell are they hanging out?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they so close? That's crazy. See, now, I wanted to talk about, tomorrow, but now we're not going to talk about tomorrow right now. We can bring up something else. Oh, yeah, here we go. We can talk. I got something that can change the vibration on that right now. This ain't vibration on that right now. I got you, boy. I'm a bam you. This is what it is. Remember earlier, we talked about the things we could do over. I never said what I would do if I could do that one thing over.
Right.
What I would do. Y'all ain't ready, though.
I think we ready.
Well, the one thing I would do over, and we had to break down earlier, you know, are these like one things you would do over, like as in like you would change the whole situation, like you wouldn't even go that route no more. Like instead of going left, you would go all the way to the right with a pimp stick. Mine is basically, I would have to say, basically my music career. I'd do that over. I still go down the same lane. I'd go about it a whole different way. A whole totally different way. And see where I would get myself. So that's what mine would be. That's what I would have to say. Mine would have to be my music career. I'd do it again. Hell yeah, I'd do it again. I had fun doing it. Hell of a lifetime. Hell of a life. Hell of a life. Being E-Monster, formed into DJ E-Monster. So that's what I would do. I wish I would do my career over. I'd still do it, but I'd do a couple of things a little different. Some risks I scared to take, I should have took. You know what I mean? Some things that I could have did, I didn't do. Things I did do, I shouldn't have did. Oh!
saying that people. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's what mine would be. So, all right, Kelly, I'll give you a chance. You wasn't here when we did that part. Sorry, Jazz, I'll let you go just a second. So, all right, Kelly, we want you to think about that for a hot second. Right after Jazz gives her comment. What's something that you would do if you could do something over? What would you do and why? So, all right, Jazz, what was you going to say?
I would have took my ass to law school.
Ooh, I think you've been a good lawyer, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you just like to argue.
Yeah, I really don't like to
argue. Yeah.
If you start an argument, I wouldn't finish it.
I can't tell. I mean, you be coming with the hard facts, like the hard fuck your feelings facts. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the real facts, not sugar-coated facts, the facts.
That's what people need. People don't need to sugarcoat shit. They need the fucking truth. That's what's wrong with the world today. Don't nobody want to tell you the fucking truth.
So, I can see it. Yeah. Shy Tally, it's your time. If you could do something over, what would you do and why?
I would do my teenage year over, as far as like going to school and finishing school.
Mm-hmm.
I would have done better and got my diploma because I was too busy running the streets and running away from home.
That's why I didn't go to law school.
Well, that's what
I would
do.
Well, it's never too late. It's never too late.
I just wanted to
do that. That's what my son said.
Well, you got until May to look into it.
And I'm telling you, this is the best time to do it because interest rates are low, loans they're giving away for free. It's the best time. Like right now, everything is up to negotiation, like for real. You can lock in your rate. That's what they told us. You can lock in your rate and get the best rate of your life for the rest of your school life. That is the loan that they said they're giving out now. Because all my student loans is paid off, I just cannot imagine. Cannot. But I definitely encourage everyone else around me.
I can't do it. Law school takes too long.
Not only that. I mean, it's just the way they got that student loan system set up. Shit, you'll fuck around and be on them for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
win, lose, or draw.
I'm finna be 40 in a couple of years.
Yeah, but right now, the loan system right now, it'll be low. It'll be a low interest rate.
Guess what?
It ain't these high ones like they are right now. Like what they were before.
Shit, I'm trying to keep it that way for the rest of my life.
Gotta tell you like this. Go as far as you can on a grant.
True.
Less on YouTube, goddamn. I'm just saying. Get as far as you can on grant and learn the rest on YouTube.
You've got to be kidding me. Shit.
So, all right. Let's see. What else we got on our way up out of here? Well, we know tomorrow. What'd you say we were going to talk about tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are talking about do you sit or no? Do you sit or no?
Do we what?
Is
or no?
Is a chin up or chin down? Chin up or chin down?
Right. So just on the thing, just on the whole topic of wet Wednesday. I mean, how far is really too far to talk about? On, you know, a sex talk podcast. I mean, how far is too far, really? In y'all's opinion.
None.
You're really asking us that question.
There's no limit. Like Master P, no limits.
No. There's only limits if you decide
you
to put on limits on what you're going to say. Like, if all you do is, you know, go this far and that's it, you go there. But if you have a crew that is just nasty as fuck, you can't expect us to stop. Like, there's no such thing as too nasty.
And
we
if
are
you
two live crew times 3,000.
I just don't think, I think he just can't handle our answers. And he's just outnumbered.
It used to be like that, but I ain't scared. You dig? I can handle y'all. I'm not afraid. It is nice to have some backup when the fellas come through. I'm just saying, but, you know, but I'm just saying, man, it's, reason why I like when other people call in, like the other ladies that call in. I mean, no disrespect here, but y'all, it's not the same. You understand me? It's just not the same. Now we got somebody calling here. I don't know. I'll go all in on that ass. You know what I mean? Because I have fun with it. You know what I mean? Some people they call in, they be all serious. If you don't fucking loosen up a little bit more. Somebody rub the balls or something. I don't know. You dig? But what wins to me is sexy and fun. It's almost like, you know, you're hanging out with your homies and y'all get on some sex topic and y'all just go in. That's what it is to me. You know what I mean? Some people, I think they just take it too serious. And I mean, hell, I mean, and it don't, like, make anybody any less than anybody else. There's all kinds of people that called in for Wet Wednesday. Matter of fact, we had a pastor call in on a Wet Wednesday. He got kicked out by his congregation, but I'm just saying he called in, and then he called in. So, you know, all kinds of people from all walks of life do Wet Wednesday. So that's tomorrow. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. And we go as far as y'all want to go. Y'all only want to just foreplay, then we just foreplay. Y'all want to go erotic, then we'll hang up on you. I'm just playing. Then we'll go erotic, and we can make it do what it do. So tomorrow, we're talking about do you spit or swallow, and that can go all kinds of ways. Ooh-wee, with the roar.
Oh, split and swallow. Oh, now I caught on. Out of all the Wet Wednesday shows we did, we had one caller. I wanted to hang up on him so bad. Like, he turned Wet Wednesday violent. I was so mad that night.
Oh. I'm not going to say his name, but I already know who you're talking about.
I was like, Jesus, get him off the line. Hang up on him, E-Monster.
He do it every time.
Every time.
Yes, he do it. Yeah, every time. Matter of fact, fuck him. We ain't scared of him. Oh, you better not call in tomorrow. I know you still listen on the computer. Don't call in tomorrow. Don't. We're not going to answer your
call. No, call in. Let's go. Call in. The more the merrier. Come on. We can't say don't call in because he has his own perspective, y'all. We got to respect it. We ain't got to agree, but we got to respect it.
It's not for Wet Wednesday. He called in on the wrong day. He needed to call in on the wrong day. Don't call my goddamn show on Wednesday.
All right, y'all. So we're at the end of the show, so y'all know where to be at tomorrow. We just told y'all, don't forget, you can go to solomyspeaks.com. You can find Miss Unbelievable's book. You can go to monstarsradio.com. You can also link on monstarsradio.com on the Monstrous Crew page. You can also connect with us on our social media. So make sure you do that. Tune in tomorrow. And any last words from the ladies? We'll start with the guest. Well, your guest tonight. Callie, girl, you got any last words?
Just everybody be safe. Stay 6 feet away from everybody. Wash your hands. Be good. And see you guys tomorrow for my favorite day.
Okay. What about you, Jazzy? You got any last ones on our way out?
Catch me in quarantine traffic.
All right, so that's the end. We'll tune in tomorrow. I'm just playing. What you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
Stay monstrous. Stay monstrous, y'all. I can't wait till tomorrow because he going to get it, Jesus. You better be ready and monstrous. We coming. We coming. The two life crew, the three life crew, the four life crew, we coming after you. Watch us.
All right. I got some new music tomorrow by an artist by the name of A Chow. I believe that might be what it is. So, all right. Let's see. What else I got? Y'all tune in tomorrow, Wet Wednesday. It's only R&B music, though. Just so you know, they're panty snatchers. Not panty droppers, but panty snatchers. Tomorrow, it's Wet Wednesday. So, all right, y'all. We out. Peace.
We out. Peace. Wow.